John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and joining me now is someone whose talent, whose wit, whose wisdom is someone that not only do I admire, but let's just start with my immediate circle of family and friends. Then it goes to a bigger circle of family and friends. Then it goes across the nation, and I know it spills around the globe. Randy Rainbow is my guest today, and it is fun to talk to the genius behind the musical madness that is sweeping across the internet in a divine way. And when I say things like that, Randy, it's obvious that we're speaking from a fandom perspective here in the heartland. It's been a breath of fresh air because your concepts for the musicals you come up with are amazing. Folks, okay, if there is someone out there somehow that has not heard of Randy Rainbow, has not seen one of his performance pieces, go to randyrainbow.com, introduce yourself to this genius, and then, after the interview, listen to the interview first.
Let's make sure they listen.
Yeah, for God's sake, listen to the interview first. I want to start with a place that's dear to me because...
First of all, thank you that you wrote that exactly as I wrote it for you, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I wanted to make sure I didn't stumble too much because I am not in voice to sing today. And so,
I'm sorry that you're fighting a cold.
Oh, God.
But everyone's got it, and we're not... If we're do any singing, it'll be completely solo on my part.
I love it. We won't do any duets from The Phantom or anything like that today.
Next time.
What I was saying is that there's a starting point I want to talk to you about because I have some personal inspiration for writing and work that I do, and that is from a woman in my life, my grandmother. And you have the same kind of initial introduction to kind of your quirkiness, your joie de vivre, from your grandmother, right?
Exactly the same place. That's really the heart of, I think, everything that I do is from my grandmother, Irene, who is no longer with us, I'm sad to say, but she was absolutely my very first and most important inspiration, and especially in comedy. She was and still is to this day just the funniest woman I've ever met. She was really like this magical combination of Bea Arthur and Lucille Ball and Joan Rivers and Elaine Stritch and all those women that that I love, obviously, now. But she was just all of them in one. She was so quick. And also, like, just as far as timing, I think I picked up so much from her because I would spend so much time at her house. And we would just be hanging around on a Saturday, and if the TV were on in the background, she would be walking around, you know, cleaning or whatever, and just sort of respond to the TV. Like, if there were an interview going on the television, like with a celebrity or political figure, she would answer back as though she were conducting the interview herself. So I realized that's pretty much what I'm doing now. I'm just a crazy old lady talking back to her television. But that's really where I got my rhythm from, I think, was her. She knew when to come in there, and she was just so clever and had a love of musical theater and theater in general.
Oh, what a brilliant way to start, you know, planting those initial seeds within you. What a wonderful muse to keep within you. And the fact that she decided that the television is not a one-way conversation. I love that.
Yeah. Even if we were walking in the mall or something, and she would overhear a conversation of someone walking past us, she would respond to the conversation. It was, you know, kind of smart alecky and obnoxious, but in the funniest, most endearing, lovely, hysterical, comedically pristine way. Like, it was always perfect. And I always did and still do aspire to be her one day.
Well, your presence in the world has really taken off in the parodies that you do because of the current executive administration. I really resist saying even his name, We don't
I
have to.
I haven't heard about that. Who?
I don't know. It's just a thing that, you know, is in that white place in Washington, yeah. D.C. Anyway, talk about leading up to when you had such incredible material to work with for your parodies. You were doing things well before this, and you were really kind of, you know, shaping your creative clay in earlier days. Talk about some of those earlier days, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people think that I just sort of magically appeared sometime in 2016, like Harvey Fierstein just gave birth to me to amuse people with show tunes while the world collapses or something. But I have been doing this for, you know, the better part of a decade almost, really, this kind of form of this brand, if you will, of comedy. And it started, I guess I would say it really started in 2010, when the Mel Gibson thing happened, and those voicemails of Mel Gibson were going around, and I had a long story short. I was writing before that. I kind of was dipping my toe in the comedy world by doing it through writing, and I had a blog back when everyone had a blog, and then just something about that story and the clip. From that just sort of kicked my, because I have a performance background. I grew up doing musical theater, musical comedy. And something about that just made me think, well, I have a little bit of a following now with this blog. Everyone's making videos. That's kind of when everyone started with YouTube and stuff, and everyone was making videos of themselves. So I said, let me do a little sketch. So I released a video called Randy Rainbow is Dating Mel Gibson. And it was me kind of walking around my apartment having romantic phone conversations with those horrible voicemails from Mel Gibson. And it went kind of viral. Like, that was my first taste of sort of viral success. And that kind of started this gimmick of inserting myself into the hot topics and the current events and everything. And I kept going from there, from then on. I just, Kim Davis, if we remember her, she was a big video for me. And so I think, like you said, it really, like, everything that I was doing before was kind of preparing me for my moment, which, as we know, came in 2016, really, when it really kind of kicked into high gear, to say the least.
There was an inevitable convergence when that name that we shall not mention was elected, and your career had been building up to this point, which is good. By the way, I'm going to step off this track we're going down momentarily because I need to dispel something that maybe a lot of people out there are thinking. Randy Rainbow is not a stage name.
I am gay. And yes, no, it's not a stage name. It is actually my real name on my birth certificate.
I love that.
I should have said my joke. My usual joke.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Forget what we just said, people. Forget what we...
Go back and do it again.
Yes.
But don't edit this out. Go back and ask me again. I'll do it right.
let's dispel this right away because...
Yeah, what's that?
Randy Rainbow, is that a stage name?
It actually is a stage name. My real name is Jennifer Rainbow. And then you add a rim shot after that in post-production. That's my little corny joke that I say. But it is actually my real name. I know it sounds like the worst stage name ever, kind of, because it's so kind of corny, but I would never have chosen that if I were to choose a stage name. It's the real name. The truth is my parents hated me, and they wanted me to have a miserable childhood, and so they named me Randy Rainbow. But Gwen and Jerry Rainbow are my parents. And that's it.
That's it.
Luckily, it worked out this way, and I'm like super gay and sing show tunes on the internet, and I'm not like trying to be a quarterback for the whatever sports team. I don't know. I don't know sports references, but it's working out now.
What you conjure with your final products is timing genius, and coming from media production work that I've done a lot of, I have a grand appreciation for the fact that, let's pare things down. Let's first dispense with all the visions people have of you having a massive production team working on this, that you have a DP, the camera operator, director.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's my cat, and he's eating his dinner as we speak.
You actually do all this production work yourself, don't you?
I do. It's just me in my little apartment in Queens, New York. And it has been just me from the beginning. I'm happy to say it's a slightly larger apartment. For the bulk of this, I was in a little tiny little studio apartment just down the street from where I am now. And literally my living room was just a giant green screen and lights and a camera just set up. And it was miserable. So now I live in a slightly bigger place. So I have a room that I actually go into. That's my studio. But it is still just me. From conception to birth, whatever you want to call it, I write it, I record it, I perform it, and I edit it myself.
Well, it's wonderful because as an artist, you don't have to worry about, you know, any kind of artistic struggles and interpretations, do you?
Oh, well, I'm a control freak. I'm sure you can understand this. So this is perfect for me because I'm... it's really a dream that I get to create something and put myself out there doing exactly what I love and what I want to do in exactly the way I want to put it out there and for it to be received and for no one to come in between me and the audience is, it's just kind of one of the fabulous perks of this social media age that we've got going.
You are,
I love it. It's the most fulfilling you could feel as an artist.
I don't blame you. You are a wonderful person to interview because you set me up for the segues I am looking for. You mentioned audiences, and one thing you've done here is you started doing national tours. You just completed a sold out first tour, and you'll probably be touring again. So one thing, folks, let me mention again because Randy Rainbow's website is wonderful, and that's the website, randyrainbow.com. Go there. You can find out where he will be performing. Audiences are loving it, selling out the houses, all the venues he's performing in. So when you see he's going to be near you, get your tickets quickly. That's the way to do it. But really take time to just wander around his website. You can look at works. Maybe you didn't see the Kim Davis video we're talking about, one of his earlier works. It's brilliant. But also go to his merchandise because I
have fun stuff.
Oh, you do. How did you settle on?
I mean, sometimes I feel a little like cheap, like promoting my stuff, you know, my merch online. I always like take issue with people do that, but it's actually really fun. And like, I have stuff that is really kind of, since I am able to interact with fans on social media, it's stuff that people have asked for, like the ridiculous pink glasses that I wear.
I wanted to ask about that. How did you settle on that, the signature pink glasses?
Well, it just became, it started as just sort of like a cheap sight gag. I don't have William Ivy Long making my costumes. I don't know if anyone will get that reference, but he's the Broadway designer. So it's really, my William Ivy Long is Amazon Prime. And all of my costuming, you know, is just crap, especially back in the day. It was just crap that I had lying around. So just as a sight gag, I thought during a quote-unquote serious interview that I was conducting, it would be silly and absurd to just put on something stupid. So I grabbed the pink glasses, I put them on, and they just kind of took on a life of their own. And now I do these live shows, and I have... Well, now we sell them because I'm no fool.
Oh, you're yours.
Now we sell them with my actual logo on them, which is so fun for me. But even before we did, people were getting their own or making their own and showing up to my shows wearing them. So, it's kind of become my...
I love it.
Well,
I could see you at your first live performance looking out and seeing people who created their own pink glasses and thinking, wow, that's great. Son of a... Why didn't I start marketing those and selling them?
Well, we got on that quick enough.
One of the things I want to get kind of serious because there's been so much rage out there in the world these days. You have figured out, in my mind, how to brilliantly infuse humor to diffuse some of the rage issues that are out there. And if I ever find myself going down one of those rage paths, I simply have to think, okay, I'm going to get my Randy Rainbow fix. Yeah, I've seen this before, but I need to get out of this rage.
That's
good,
so nice.
Good for you.
Well, that's the best compliment you can give me because, again, going back to my grandmother, that she really instilled that in me and, you know, taught me that humor, and by the way, my mother is going to have a fit if she hears this. My mother is also a very big influence on my life and is also hysterically funny and quick. Everyone really on her side of the family is hysterically funny. But my grandmother especially instilled in me this coping mechanism of humor and just taught me to whatever was going on, I was getting picked on in school, if there were problems at home, whatever, you immediately go to humor. And that's what I'm doing with these videos, is trying to share some of those coping tools with others at a time when everyone, like you said, is unfortunately, you know, often going directly to fear and anxiety and rage.
It's sad when that happens.
Someone doing comedy,
yes,
it really makes me feel when people say, like you just did, that this is helping me through this awful time. It really makes me feel like I'm earning my keep and I'm offering something meaningful at a time when people, I think, need it.
Yes, I'm creatively slapping my forearm and getting my fix of Randy Rainbow when rage starts creeping into my body. It's kind of like you're my anti-Hulk device.
Oh, good.
So Randy Rainbow, as you can tell, is my guest today. I could just let him talk. His distinguished voice and distinguishable voice is the giveaway. Go check out his website, randyrainbow.com. And I don't know if he would consider giving us some kind of vocalization right now, but...
Oh, God, you're really putting me on the spot.
It is, just think about it for a while.
I'll think about it.
We don't have to do this.
I know you don't think I'm shy, but I do get a little, especially with that.
Well,
I'm
not going to do it because that's not fair. That's like the banker walking up and saying, "Who are you?" "Oh, I'm a comedian. Make me laugh."
Yeah,
no,
tell me a joke.
I'm not going to do that.
How dare you?
There you are.
How thoughtless.
That's right.
Plus, I want people to buy tickets to my show.
That's right. We're going to get those tickets sold.
I give the milk away. Right.
That's right. Go to the website, randyrainbow.com. Get all the fix you need right there. I'm not going to do that. I can't believe I allowed myself to wander down that road, folks.
You're forgiven. I'm just glad I got out.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Randy, thank you for what you do. You have a special... I'll call it a comedic ministry, and it's a ministry of love and humor that is helping to shape things in a positive direction, because there's one thing that I've felt long before I first was introduced to your brilliance, and that is, if you ain't laughing, you ain't living. And
exactly right.
You're helping us laugh in the times where laughter is so important.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for those kind words. And people sometimes ask me, you know, what I'll do when gets out of office or someone melts him with a pail of water or whatever happens. And I always say, listen, you know, you laugh through everything. And like I said, my first video was Mel Gibson. And as long as there are awful things going on in the world and there are racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic bigots with fading show business careers, I'll be here.
In that case, I look forward to a long and wonderful career that you will have, because we will continue to work with people like Randy Rainbow to marginalize these unfortunate people until we just have laughter floating throughout the universe. And that's what it's really all about. And if you want to get some of the best laughter, some of the best wit, some of the greatest singing that you'll hear, go visit randyrainbow.com. If you're already a fan, check and see if there's something you don't have. And I know you don't have all the merchandise, so go to randyrainbow.com. It'll put a smile on his face. But most importantly, keep supporting this kind of brilliance in the world. This is what we need. It keeps us laughing. It keeps us sane. And you must be one of the sanest people I know.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
Well, it's wonderful. Randy Rainbow, thank you for taking time to visit with us here on the Culture Buzz. Much continued success with everything you do.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Take care.